Aaron News. I'm John Scott. The Israeli military has dismissed two officers and reprimanded three others for their roles in drone strikes in Gaza that killed seven aid workers on a food delivery mission. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Blinken says the measures the Israeli government has announced to expand the flow of aid into Gaza are welcome but may not be enough to meet the Biden administration's demands for dramatic improvements in humanitarian conditions in the territory. President Biden expected to get a first-hand look at efforts to clear away the remains of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. Crane ships and diving crews working to reopen one of the nation's main shipping lanes. Biden also meeting with relatives of six people killed in the collapse. On Wall Street, stocks are higher, the Dow up 360 points now. This is SRN News.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. 800-256-5533. That's 800-256-5533. 800-256-5533.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Even though temperatures are still running way below normal, it's really a good weekend forecast. I think you're going to like it. Abundant sunshine today. I've got us near 70 for a high. Clear skies and quite chilly for early April tonight. Low temperature 38 by dawn. Tomorrow, 71 for a high on Saturday with mostly sunny skies. More sun, nice warming Sunday, high in the upper 70s. Then on Eclipse Monday. Not optimistic about the cloud cover situation Monday afternoon. Widely scattered showers possible, high 79. Keep your fingers crossed. From the National Tropical Weather Conference, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. A top U.S. cabinet official was in Montgomery this week to discuss revitalization efforts with Mayor Stephen Reed. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg toured some West Montgomery sites where the city is investing $36.6 million in federal grant money. A deputy with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office is in critical condition after being involved in a crash Wednesday night. 21-year-old Jeremias Young was involved in a single-vehicle accident around 7 p.m. in the 4500 block of Hobby Road. Young has been transported to UAB Hospital in Birmingham for advanced treatment. The Beyond the Horizon Air Show featuring the U.S. Navy's Blue Angels takes place this weekend at Maxwell Air Force Base in Montgomery. Gates open at 8 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Opening ceremonies begin at 11. The event is free and open to the public. You won't need a military ID to get on base. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES 350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ 450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number 517774, $4,995 due assigned. VIN number PAG02014, $3,700.
Product plus tax. Tag title. Duck fee.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Is nuclear war.
What's the other?
Excuse me?
What's the other thing that scares you?
Carnies.
What?
Circus folk. Nomads, you know. Smell like cabbage.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon on a Friday. 272-9228 if you want to hop in on the program. Man, the phones have been keeping you busy today, Eddie.
A little bit.
Yeah, just a bit.
A little bit.
I appreciate it. I love all the calls, folks. Now I want to get into just kind of the back and forth on this ethics bill. I would encourage folks to go to 1819 News and just listen for yourself. I'm not going to play the whole clips. It's about a 20-minute segment on Jeff Poor's show with Stan McDonald, who is currently on the Ethics Commission. And then there's about a 20-minute segment on Sean Sullivan's show. And it's excuse me, I'm forgetting his name. Thompson? Rep Thompson?
Oh, Simpson.
Simpson, excuse me, yeah. It's Representative Simpson who's the one sponsoring this bill.
Correct.
And it passed the House,
yes.
Right? So I'm listening to both these guys, and it sounded like two grown men who know the legal world a lot better than I do, but who are more like just pissing on one another.
Yeah.
And so it didn't create to me any daylight. It didn't help me understand what the heck is even the game here. Because I read, for instance, Attorney General Marshall's op-ed, where he said they're lessening penalties for conflict of interest matters, like, you know, lobbying on your own behalf to enrich yourself, or being a direct lobbyist advocate for another business you're associated with while you're in the legislature. And he's saying this new bill is going to downgrade that to essentially a speeding ticket, to a misdemeanor. And then you have Simpson saying, no. The people like the AG or any DA, and I'm used to be a prosecutor, they could still go after bribery and these sorts of things like that.
Yeah.
So I'm having a little trouble in the sense that I'm hearing a lot of folks talk past one another, accuse one another of felonies and all sorts of foul play, and you're a Democrat or whatever it is. But I'm sitting here wondering, when I hear all that sound and fury, what is actually the game being played, and what are the actual stakes of this right now? Now, you had a chance, I believe you did a write-up, right, on it passing the House.
Oh, yeah, I did.
So what's your sense of the bill?
My sense of the bill is that it would be impossible to make the ethics laws in the state worse. Because as someone who's dealt with these situations pretty extensively, the Simpson has a point. The language is confusing. And when it's less clear, then it's essentially up to the discretion of the Ethics Commission itself to interpret vague and ambiguous language, and they often make the wrong call. So when you can, and I get it, he's Simpson, or excuse me, Marshall, claimed that it would that people can now, it would now be a civil penalty if people vote with a conflict of interest instead of being a criminal thing, and
or sponsor legislation with a conflict,
correct?
They can enrich themselves,
which they do, by the way. Come on.
Right.
So I think that's kind of a moot point, to be honest. But what Simpson said, and it's true, it's in the bill. It used to be, and he gave an example of this has happened before. He didn't say who, but I think people can guess, where a person received money from a mistress to do something in the House and to pass a piece of legislation. And under the current ethics laws, that's not prohibited, because they have a very specific amount or number of people connected to you. You're like your father-in-law,
right,
your mom, your brother, your sister, your aunt and uncle.
Right.
Doesn't cover mistresses. In this new piece of legislation, any person who gives anything at all, ever, for a quid pro quo, that is now a crime. Okay. And it's now a Class B felony. So I think that that is the ultimately the positive thing that the legislation does. And it does address gifts. Now, I mean, it addresses specifically what lobbyists are allowed and not allowed to do. And it says that they can't spend a certain amount of money throughout the year on a particular, I think it's $500 in a year. Which, by the way, I mean, that's not going to get you much.
No, if you're
a
lobbyist. Not that much.
And so it's really mainly to be to for things like meals or right. You know, going to a bar or going to a cigar lounge or God knows what else.
Right.
Which, I mean, could still...
See, but I like the current rules because if I'm ever invited by a rep, I know they got to pay.
Yeah, exactly. but again, I think the current amount now is $35, and they just jumped right. up to $100 in one particular time or $500 in a year. So I think, again, could you quibble with it and say which ways you think you can make it better But I think ultimately it's a good bill.
And one thing, and I could just be completely wrong in this because I'm just speculating, but it seemed like, is it possible that, say, the Attorney General realizes that if it's up to him or some DA to actually pull the trigger on charges, isn't that even more political and puts the AG or a particular district attorney into a very hot situation where they'd rather the ethics deal with it in certain ways?
It's possible. I think if I can't, I'm certainly not in a position to speak for Steve Marshall, but right. if I were Steve Marshall, I would be more frustrated that the Ethics Commission has not necessarily done its job for the past several years, and now a lot of the onus is being put on me and my office because they refuse to do their job. So I think that that's a bit of his frustration.
Yeah.
But I think that that's kind of what you have to do if you have a governmental body that is refusing to do their job and to do it appropriately or efficiently. Then the extra weight has to go somewhere else. And you know, Marshall has obviously gone head-to-head and had plenty of disagreements with the Ethics Commissions over the years. And so I think he should almost be a little bit happy that now he has the discretion to go after certain things that he thinks are inappropriate or illegal. But again, I go back to the fact of this new legislation says that any quid pro quo for any public official, even if I said, hey, if you vote yes on this bill, I'll give you a stick of bubble gum. I think that might be a little lower on the totem pole than actually allowed. But anything of value,
right,
anything
right.
of pecuniary or however you pronounce that word value that is given to a public official to secure their vote or their lobbying on anything, that is now a felony. And I think that that is ultimately a good thing. So I can say I think there are things that could have been done to make it better. But I seriously don't think that Simpson's bill makes it worse. I think it does make things better. Maybe not perfect, but better.
Now, moving on to another matter the House just did. You wrote this up for 1819 News. They voted to non-concur with the gambling package the Senate put together. After all, they amended the original House legislation.
Yeah.
It looks like Blackshear's reasoning, or one of the reasons he gave, is that it split up the revenues from gaming into three different sources.
Yeah, instead of just an education lottery, which is what the comprehensive bill had, all of the lottery money going to education, that's obviously been what the people pushing the lottery, even for the past 25 years, they've wanted. They've wanted an education lottery for scholarships and et cetera. So that's definitely not the only thing. They are miles and miles apart on this.
Okay.
And if gun to my head, betting man, pun intended, I would say that this kind of just dies.
And then there's another one you wrote up, and I think I agree with this legislation. On Thursday, the Alabama House of Representatives passed legislation requiring the automatic activation of electronic device filters for minors that prevent exposure to obscenity and online content. For lack of a better term, this is a porn filter?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, and these filters already exist on every smartphone that you have. The only thing that this would require is that when those devices are activated for someone who's under the age of 18 in the state of Alabama, that's automatically turned on, and the provider, you set up a password to turn it on and off when you set up the phone.
Okay.
And so you can turn it off or do whatever you want. Have it to where it's available. So it's really harmless.
And it is a different day and age where it's like, you know, you show up at school and somebody's like, I had a Playboy. Whereas now, somebody's got a smartphone that's unlocked. Yeah. And
you want to see an ISIS beheading?
Right.
Whoa, hey.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, and the stuff that's out there is, it's horrifying. I think it's horrifying enough for an adult to see some of the stuff out there. I can't imagine a 12, 13-year-old looking at some of the stuff that's just immediately available online.
Oh, yeah.
You type a few words and hit go, and there it is.
And actually, Representative Napoleon Bracey, former District 2 congressional candidate, he stood up and actually said that it was he had an issue with his daughter using a cell phone, and they actually he mentioned having to get proper counseling because of the things that she saw. Now I didn't include that bit in the story because just I didn't, but he said it on the House floor, and I think it was a rare moment of bipartisan agreement because he said that this is a serious problem and people have to take some kind of responsibility, and it's a completely new world that we live in.
Right.
I remember growing up in the wild, wild west of the internet, and you could find anything that you wanted to online, and there's some things that I really, really wish I had not seen.
Right.
And so I think this is ultimately going to be a good thing because it's something that can be turned off with just entering a password. It's not a
Well, and it helps parents, guardians do the restrictions.
Yeah, because if it's automatic, a lot of parents, God bless them, they have no idea how smartphones work. Yeah, I mean, have you ever looked at an older person trying to use a smartphone? It just looks like a chimpanzee.
Kitty looks at me every day.
Yeah.
He watches me literally do this every day. And occasionally I had to go to him and go, Joey, I know I sound silly, but can you show me this, how this works?
You just turn down the brightness, Eddie.
I really appreciate
the speaker stopped working. It's like, see the little knobs right there on the side? Just press that knob. Play with that knob a little bit. And just push it, and then there, your volume's back.
Thank you, Joey.
You ever FaceTime a boomer, by the way, and you can like see their uvula because they have no idea how space management works.
Yes,
that's why I've turned FaceTime off.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
I don't like FaceTime.
I'm 100% with you on that.
It's like you don't have to put it like the phone or the funniest thing is when someone FaceTimes you and they meant to call you and they put the phone up to their ear and so all you have is like a camera like a tan light hue over the camera just from it being pressed against their cheek.
Plus, if somebody I'll admit to this, sometimes somebody will call me and I'm like, I need to answer this, and I'm on the toilet. And it's like, there's strategic things you can do. You're like, hey, whatever, and then mute. And then, and then unmute.
Here's an idea. Call you back in a minute.
Yeah, you could do that, but it's an important call, Eddie. I mean, I've never done that talking to you.
Don't not.
By the way, you would not believe the amount of the powerful people that I have talked to on the phone while relieving myself. I've joked with my wife. I have joked with my wife. That there is an alarm set. When I'm trying to get in contact with, name the important person in the state, they have a sensor built into their brain to know whenever I have gone to drop a deuce, and that is, now is the time to call Mr. Yep. Longer.
I see the alarm.
Or getting right out of the shower.
See the signal, yeah.
I have been pacing in my room, with the phone on mute, talking to, a sitting United States senator while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, Lord, is this Lindsey Graham on the phone?
Stop playing with it.
Okay, Lindsey. I'll stop it.
It's not just about the sex.
Yeah, it's not. It really isn't.
It's not just about sex.
Right.
Let me tell you something. You're not going to come after my district. We're going to bomb Ukraine into the next century.
And that brings me to this the story about Representative Rogers.
Oh, no.
Caleb Taylor wrote this up for 1819 News. The U.S. House of Representatives will consider additional funding to Ukraine when they return from their Easter recess. This is according to Mike Rogers. The representative here, Sachs, Alabama?
Yeah,
Sachs. Yeah, that's an interesting name.
It is. It's spelled with a K.
Right. Mm. Rogers, the House Armed Services Committee chairman, said at a Montgomery Area Chamber of Commerce event on Thursday morning, the additional funding could come in a supplemental funding package for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. When we get back in that package, there's going to be $60 billion for Ukraine. That's the most contentious leg of this package. It really shouldn't be, but it is. There's enormous support for Israel on the Republican side. On the Democrat side, it's not as strong. There's strong support on the left side of the Democratic Party for the Palestinians, and they don't want to give Israel anything, Rogers said to the chamber. He keeps going. There's really no problems with the Indo-Pacific portion of it. Ukraine is the sticker. Here's the problem. We have some ignorant members. They're not stupid. Well, some of them are stupid. Most of them are just ignorant about the topic. Funding for Ukraine in its war against Russia has mostly been an intra-party conflict in Congress. Yes, because, there's the two-party system, and then there's the true uniparty.
Yeah.
And I heard this, and I'm like, wait, doesn't, say, Coach Tuberville in the Senate, I know he wasn't talking about the Senate, but Tuberville in the Senate, every time I've asked him in the last few months, about Ukraine, he's like, they're not winning that thing.
Yep.
Whereas Senator Britt said she still supports lethal aid. She doesn't support doing all the pensions and stuff, maybe splitting hairs there.
Right.
She still supported lethal aid. By the way, this $60 billion, a lot of it does go just right plowed into the military contractors.
Yeah.
Which folks say, oh, this helps our industrial defense base. And I'm like, does it, though? Or is this, are we spending this money in a way, are we using this money in a way that is actually making the United States stronger for actual possible conflicts down the road? Or are we just plowing money into these companies?
I'd say the latter is probably the most likely.
Right. So, but say Coach Tuberville, is he not getting the briefings that, say, Mike Rogers is getting?
No, he's getting the briefings. To say that these are people that are ignorant is, I think, in and of itself ignorant. It's people that, even people that don't have isolationist tendencies, they see the Ukraine conflict as just this giant amalgamation of stupidity mixed with avarice, and they have no interest in continuing to throw billions of dollars into a conflict where at least one side seems completely uninterested in pursuing anything resembling peace talks. And I think that's intentional because the UK specifically has intervened. Boris Johnson, the British Trump, so to speak,
right.
He intervened and actually got in the way of peace talks years ago when this whole thing kicked off. And how long has it been? 2 years?
2 years now. Over 2 years.
Over 2 years now we've been involved in this. And they're not winning. Ukraine's not winning. They can't win.
Here's another quote from Mike Rogers at the Montgomery Chamber just yesterday. Quote, "We now have a situation where they're locked down," Rogers explained. "Russia has gone through massive casualties, as is Ukraine, but not as bad as Russia." I don't believe you, Mike.
I don't believe you on that.
but again, it's like we can't get accurate figures with anything. We get the figures that are favorable to the side that America's supporting. Yep. Just like when you get figures of fatalities in Gaza, it's always like, well, those are Hamas numbers. It's like, well, where can we get the numbers? Right. Where should we get the numbers from? Israel? I don't think that that's necessarily unbiased.
Rogers goes on to say, we need to do this another tranche to show that we're showing support, and Russia needs to come to the table, Zelensky needs to come to the table to reach a resolution. It'll probably be like an armistice like we had with North and South Korea. And
you mean the armistice that's still going on?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's a great solution right there on NATO's doorstep. Really a brilliant solution.
Yeah, a permanent armistice. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Mike.
Well, and I'm looking at Politico this morning, too. Ukraine is at great risk of its front lines collapsing. According to high-ranking Ukrainian officers, the military picture is grim, and Russian generals could find success wherever they decide to focus their upcoming offensive once the ground isn't so muddy. I guess we're going to find out. I wrote about this about a year ago, saying that I don't know. Maybe Mike Rogers, for instance, has inside information that I don't have because he's the chairman of the Armed Services Committee in the House of Representatives. I would hope he knows more than me on this. I would hope.
Yeah.
But to your point, you can listen to all sorts of different sources. We know for a fact, whether you cover Caesar, Napoleon, or Winston Churchill, that everybody in war lies to their own advantage. Propaganda is a huge part of a war effort. And I just know that my entire life, the United States has been at war in some fashion.
Yeah.
And they often would lie in some fashion. So maybe Mike Rogers is right, but Mike, I don't believe you because it's been shown time and time again, y'all will lie to us, or to put it more lightly, massage the truth in order to meet your certain goals. And I'm really at the point where I think we're very good at telling fishing stories. We're not actually good at bagging the big fish.
Yeah.
And it's been that way for a couple decades now. Did we all of a sudden turn a corner? Is Russia now going to fold like a cheap suit? If we just send a few more arms over there, if we send more, say, mercenaries over there from all sorts of different countries, I just don't buy it. So, and that's the frustrating point.
You are literally screwing with a nuclear power, and you have been for over a decade.
Right.
Like, what did we do? What did we do in Ukraine? We overthrew a democratically elected government. What was that? Whenever we keep encroaching, when NATO keeps encroaching on their doorstep, even though they were promised that that wouldn't be the case. Like, how often can you screw with someone before you expect some sort of reprisal? That doesn't justify the invasion, but it didn't fall out of the sky.
Right.
And again, it's like the United States government will meddle, and they will tinker, and they will screw with other countries, and then they act shocked when there's a response. They act like, what? What? Oh, I'm sorry, we've been starving. We've been assisting the Saudis and starving the Houthis for over a decade, and then we're just shocked whenever they respond against some cargo ships. It's like, wait, where did that come from? What did we do to the Houthis? I don't know. We've been giving arms to the Saudis for a decade to absolutely annihilate them. And you know what? They're probably a little peeved about being starved.
Right, and then you look up at the sky over Israel when the conflict first started, and you're like, oh, look, U.S. taxpayers and tax dollars blowing up on both sides.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just like, and this is the worst possible thing. It's like we're funding wars that nobody's allowed to win. So the killing just continues, stops a little bit, and then it continues. And and does it make us stronger? No, not really.
It makes us weaker in two ways. One, we're overextended. Our resources are overextended. We're constantly going in debt. The money never makes sense. And secondly, we have made the world, the actions of the United States militarily have made the world a more dangerous place. Now, objectively, that's the case.
And this political piece begins with a quote of Elon Musk saying that Moscow has no chance of conquering all of Ukraine. The longer the war goes on, the more territory Russia will gain until they hit the Dnipro, the big river that breaks up east and west Ukraine. And however, if the war lasts long enough, Odessa will fall too. I think that's correct. A lot of people, last time I said this, were mocking us online. Y'all know what you're talking about. Right. I'm like, who knows then? Who knows? But actually, that's kind of what Zelensky said in this latest ask for money. So I don't even know. I'm at the point where I don't believe a damn word they have to say. They're not, the U.S. government and the mouthpieces for the U.S. government are not trustworthy sources. We've seen that, like, when you say we're doing great in Iraq, or the reason we have to go in Iraq wasn't even true, or we're doing great in Afghanistan, and that so-called 500,000-man army you built up there, Mark Milley, is it folds like a cheap suit all of a sudden. So I just don't believe you guys anymore. I believe in defending this country. I'm not as much, especially the more I look at the world, I don't think I agree with a lot of my libertarian friends as much anymore on a lot of the moralizing about war. I'm like, I think violence sort of begets violence, and you can make all your moral statements you want. If you have somebody with a gun coming your way, it's not about an argument or a moral statement. But I think I agree with folks who say this is not realistic. We're not being prudent. And when you also check out our, say, financial situation, how some of the tools in the toolbox, the more we use them, say, let's seize those Russian assets we froze. Let's just seize them completely and give them to Ukraine. Mm. Well, that'll help world reserve status down the road, right? Yeah. It seems like it's another example of how the folks that have been running the show for decades are shameless about what they've done. Like Mitch McConnell the other day saying, I got to fight the isolationist wing of my party. It's like, Mitch, it's not 1985 anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is the nature of the game.
When's the last time we've had a military strike on this country? Like, because that's what militaries are supposed to be for defending your country.
9/11 comes to mind. That's a terror strike.
The last military strike in this country was Pearl Harbor.
Right.
And I think we responded with significant harshness.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was really, really dumb for the Japanese to do that.
Yeah, there's a little place called Hiroshima and Nagasaki that they took a wallop because of it. But all of the military conflicts that we've gotten involved with since have been to protect America's interests.
Right.
Says who? And it's always interest. It's like, you know, because of some humanitarian problem. Well, you know, the biggest humanitarian problem right now is North Korea. Why aren't we invading North Korea? Why aren't we bombing North Korea? And the simple question is, they don't have any resources that we want.
And they also have nukes.
They do also have nukes, but come on. Are you telling me we couldn't strategically wipe North Korea off the face of the earth?
Probably could.
We probably could.
But, you know, it's just was the domino theory of Vietnam true? No, it wasn't. But all the things promised with Iraq, that they'll welcome back in a Hashemite king, and, you know, and it'll be this great, you know, it'll be like Jordan, but it's Iraq, and it's like, none of this happened.
Well, look, they're doing the same play with Russia now. They're like, oh, if he takes back Crimea, then he's going to invade Europe. Since when has he had Napoleonic ambition? Since when? You're just pulling stuff out of your end at this point to make your billions of spending make sense. Like, oh, he's gonna spread over all of Europe, but like he's the next Hitler. It's like, no, he just doesn't want military arms on his front doorstep the same way that we wouldn't.
Right.
And again, it doesn't justify the invasion, but Vladimir Putin didn't become Adolf Hitler overnight just because pundits in the United States government said so.
Right. Well, we got to hit a break here, but first, this part of the program brought to you by River Region Contracting. And they're at River Region Contracting. Todd Clark and his team are ready to help you out with that roof of yours. They love to educate their customers on their roof because, well, you need some preventative maintenance. Isn't that the word?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but like so many things when it comes to your home, you need to do some basic preventative maintenance. A lot of manufacturers say, especially with asphalt or metal roofs, should be 3 to 5 years for preventative maintenance, every 3 to 5 years.
At a bare minimum, yeah.
But I would do every year, wouldn't you?
I would. Especially here in Alabama with the kind of weather that we have.
Oh, my goodness. And here's the great news.
Yeah.
At River Region Contracting, that inspection, free.
Yep.
Always free. And their estimates are always free if they do find an issue. And it's accurate. They show up on time. They get the job done well. They don't leave a mess. And they're insurance specialists, so they can walk you through that claims process, make it a swift and even pleasurable experience. Not something you usually associate with insurance claims.
Correct.
But Todd Clark and the team there at River Region Contracting are just that good. There's a reason they're called the premier roofing contractor here in the area. So call them today. That's 356-8635. 356-8635. And be sure to tell them, well, you heard about him here on News and Views on the radio with Joey and Eddie.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, spring is already here.
Oh, I'm so glad too. I'm tired of being cold. With spring, we're starting to bring out the wicker furniture. We are getting in the iron outdoor furniture and just a lot of things that's just going to brighten yours. Any furniture that you can't find anywhere else, come to Eastbrook because we have a wonderful selection of solid, good, heavy furniture at excellent prices. Actually, better than you're going to find anywhere else. Just come see us and walk around all three floors and let's help you out to fill up those living rooms and dining rooms and bedrooms, but we've got it all.
Do you have any booth space available at this time?
I have booth space available, so come see us.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
When your tax refund comes, put it on the floor and walk on it. Revitalize the look and feel of your home with new floors from Prattville Carpet. With faster and better service than the big box stores and luxury vinyl planks starting as low as $4.99 per square foot, you'll enjoy that tax refund turned flooring every single day.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Dial 285-8117 or visit prattvillecarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meter, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year...
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right.
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams with the Johnny Adams Law Firm, Alabama's personal injury law firm, wishing you a fabulous day and a blessed evening. Stay weather alert.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Even though temperatures are still running way below normal, it's really a good weekend forecast. I think you're going to like it. Abundant sunshine today. I've got us near 70 for a high. Clear skies and quite chilly for early April tonight. Low temperature 38 by dawn. Tomorrow, 71 for a high on Saturday with mostly sunny skies. More sun, nice warming Sunday, high in the upper 70s. Then on Eclipse Monday. Not optimistic about the cloud cover situation Monday afternoon. Widely scattered showers possible, high 79. Keep your fingers crossed. From the National Tropical Weather Conference, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Spring is time for clearing and cleaning. Time to clean out your shed too. Let go of old, outdated equipment holding you back and visit Capital Tractor to see your property's full potential. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. I want to begin this segment with a bit of a heavy heart. For those of you in the Montgomery Catholic community, there is announced today officially. I knew he wasn't doing great, but I'll just read what Montgomery Catholic Preparatory School put out on Facebook. It is with great sadness that we share the passing of Coach Joe Arbin. Coach was a proud Montgomery Catholic graduate from the class of 1963. He was hired by Father Powell in 1969. And he continued to be an avid supporter of all things Montgomery Catholic since his retirement in 2011. And, you know, I remember him so well. He was one of the fixtures there at Catholic as I was going through. And he was a bit of a stickler for the rules, and I had some, you know, back and forth with him. But it was so funny. I'd often see him at Chappie's when I'd sit down with Jack Campbell or my grandfather there at Chappie's for some breakfast. Joe Arbin would be there in one of the booths across from me. And he finally looked over one day. He goes, "You know, Joey, I listen to you every day. It seems like some of those lessons actually stuck." And they did. Good. And he'll be missed. Coach Arbin, you will be missed. Let's go to Soldier Boy. Hey, Soldier Boy.
Hey, Joey.
Yeah.
He's probably, his leadership and his guidance probably kept you out of the bars in jail.
Sure.
You said those hard, because back in those days, I know how I was being raised, because that's the period when my parents went through that stage of raising, you know, and you got a little more lax. Hey, I noticed one thing today. I had my car, my idiot light went on my little Telluride, right? And the next thing I know, I went over to, what is those parts store? What's it called? The big chain one? That was really nice.
Advanced Auto Parts?
That's it? Damn, you're good. Eddie. And guess what the guy said? First thing, I said, can you help me? He goes, yeah. He says, wait a minute, are you? I'm like, am I what? He says, are you Soldier Boy?
Oh, really?
Damn, man. Everybody in the store looked at me like, who the hell is he, man? I said, autographs are optional and free.
Well, congratulations, you're famous.
You're gonna
no, I'm not famous. No, I'm infamous.
You'll hate that even
more. I
don't
know.
Yep.
But Joey, and I could believe this, he's one of the particular, he remembers Dan Morris, remembers me from Dan Morris. He loved Dan Morris's show, and he remembers Mark Montiel's show.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't talk favorably about one talk show, but he did love, he's listening right now at work at Advance Auto right now, I'm sure. Because he told me he listens to Joey and Eddie in the afternoon, every afternoon.
Oh, I love hearing that.
That's great.
That's right. He is big fans of you. He couldn't stop talking about you. But there is one, I won't mention the show, the particular show, that's on your, you know, Blue
Water.
Yeah,
please don't.
That you did not like. Yeah, I'm not going to.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say, it emphasizes how much better yours is.
That's fair.
When you separate those from the good from the bad. You know what I'm saying? You have to have a dividing line.
Yeah, but just watch it. We're a team here, so.
Oh, I understand that. I got a lot of team members where I work at too, but there's a couple of them not breaking bread with. Okay.
Thank you for telling me that. Thank you.
Hey, Joey, did you hear about Tiger Woods abstaining from sex?
I have that on
to Masters.
I have that on my list that he's taken a vow of celibacy to get ready for the Masters.
I know.
And you know, hey, when he's
well, and plus with his back problems, he probably shouldn't be doing that.
But let's put it this way. When he's out on the course, I'm going to be able to tell which one was his ball because they're going to be the ones that are blue.
Oh. Really?
Really? I went there, didn't I?
I got worms.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah, but what do you think about that, man?
Actually, there are a lot of folks. What is it? Rivers Cuomo of Weezer fame. Said that he swore by, you know, no sex, no masturbation,
right.
And it helped with his creativity, with making music.
Wow.
And there are a lot of athletes that don't be having sex, don't be doing that before a fight or before a big game.
Well, he says, but his condition, his physical condition after that wreck, it's hard enough for him to walk that course.
Right.
5 days.
Right.
And they said he needs every bit of little energy. I tell you, the greatest television, every golf excitement I've ever seen. Remember, what year was that at the Masters that he came back and won the Masters? That Sunday was the greatest day of television.
It all blurs
right?
together.
Or
yeah.
2019 or 2020, something like that.
Was that what it was?
It was something like that.
Did you watch it?
I did indeed.
Let me tell you something. I got an opportunity when I was stationed in Warner Robins, Georgia. Had a guy come in one time. He says, hey, I got some practice rounds to Augusta, man, if anybody can go. And I looked at my boss. My boss says, hell, let's go. Shut down the office, and we got to go. And it was just the practice rounds, you know. But, man, I tell you, if heaven is like Augusta, I'm ready to go.
Well, it is beautiful.
Beautiful. The azalea.
And I've never had the pleasure of actually going there in person, but I hear
it is
wonderful.
You got to go one time,
wonderful.
Joe, before you go.
Yeah.
Before you go, Joe, you got to go one time.
You know, this website covering the story is called Bounding into Sports. I got it off some aggregate site. But they say that even they quote Norm MacDonald, which there's a great Norm joke where they're like, you mean the attractive, like, super billionaire athlete? What, you're telling me that guy likes to lie down with the ladies? Get out of town.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. The game is better with Tiger. I'm sorry. I just hope he makes it each round and everything.
Yeah, he's the Caitlin Clark of golf.
I just don't understand why I mean, if at a certain point your body starts turning on, you just hang it up.
Right.
Like...
Yeah, but there's that one last time before joining the senior tour.
If he would have won
Hell of Glory.
Well, right? If he would have bowed out in 2019, I think that would have been the perfect story.
Right. Well, and I thought that way about Tom Brady. Quit after you win the Super Bowl.
We wouldn't have had that great comeback on that Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point. It's like you go out on your shield, you go out on a W,
right.
you say, I'm the champ once again, come back, deuces, ride off into the sunset, and your legacy is cemented in history. You don't want to be like one of those fighters or boxers that has to essentially be told, hey, you kind of have to hang it up.
But think about these guys are obsessed, like right. Jordan with the Wizards or Joe Montana sticking around for too long. Like,
did Jordan hang around too long? Barely. But like
Jordan was great, yeah. But he wasn't the same guy who won those championships in Chicago.
Correct.
No. But you know, it's one thing Jordan, Kobe, they interviewed. Right.
Yeah.
They interviewed Jordan. They asked him what the hardest sport was. He says, he said it was golf. He said, you can't make a hole in one in every hole.
I don't know. I watched him play baseball. He struggled pretty good there, too.
Yeah, I did. The Barons. Oh, God. I went to those games, too.
I've seen Space Jam. I know. I remember Space Jam.
I've read that Michael Jordan is an absolute scumbag to play golf.
I've heard that many times.
Apparently, he is just hell on earth to play.
And if you lose to, if you beat him, if he loses to you, they said he wouldn't talk to you.
Yeah.
Like over a pool game. He wouldn't talk to you for weeks. Like, honestly, some of these guys at the highest level, they're not normal human beings. Yeah. Like, if they were just a guy you knew around town, you wouldn't want to hang out with them.
Right.
But they have such talent and obsession with winning that they really become some of the greats.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he's the GOAT. And sorry, LeBron, I hate to break news to you. It is Jordan.
It's still Jordan.
It always will be. Yep. All right, guys.
Appreciate it, Soldier Boy.
See you, Soldier Boy.
Yeah, I think it is definitely still Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
And then, even with Kobe, like, I loved when Shaq moved from the Magic to the Lakers. I started watching the Lakers, but then I had a Kobe, like, rookie card, and I was real into it. So watching that run was amazing. But still, as much as I love Kobe Bryant, no, it's still Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can definitely make a case for the fact that LeBron is a significantly better athlete. Because the sports in general have a collective learning memory where everyone sort of learns the same thing simultaneously. As soon as someone, like, remember when Steph Curry came around and shooting three-pointers from like 20 feet out that nobody was doing that before? Now all of a sudden everyone is. So you can recognize that that LeBron has a higher athletic prowess, mainly because of, let's be honest, pharmacology and modern training methods.
Yeah, 100%.
But if you look at the accolades of Jordan and what he accomplished and just a certain je ne sais quoi about his legacy, it's undoubtable to me. It's almost like in the sport of bodybuilding, for instance, there's Ronnie Coleman. I don't know if you know who he is.
Yeah, sure.
But he won, I think, was it 7 or 8 Olympias? And certainly now there are people that have better physiques than he did, but he went on a run that nobody else had done before, and he was just a freak of nature. And that's why he's universally recognized as the GOAT of bodybuilding, even though there's not necessarily... There are physiques now that are better than his. You have to take a whole... A total view of a legacy in order to determine the GOAT.
Well, I admit, as I got older, stopped playing sports, I was less interested. I'm not the guy to turn on SportsCenter, but since I've been living with my grandfather, he watches, pardon the interruption, Around the Horn, pardon the interruption, every day.
When you get older, it comes back.
And he's always been an avid sports guy. He was a coach for me in basketball and baseball. Like, he was great.
Basketball.
Basketball in particular.
Basketball?
Yeah.
You played basketball?
I did. It was pretty good until I had a growth spurt.
You had a growth spurt?
To about where I'm at now. You know how you grow in middle school, Eddie? You were always this height?
No, seventh grade I was short. Eighth grade I came back tall.
How would growing make you worse at basketball?
You lose hand-eye coordination. I grew so fast. Like, I used to be point guard, dribble, shoot, and it took me a second to, like, relearn that stuff. And the last season I played, I think, was in ninth grade. And we used to have, like, a strategy, and it turned into, like, because we lost, some guy got hurt, it was like, Joey, just shoot the J. So I was shooting from the logo, like, shoot the three. And I had one amazing game, I think, against Lyman Ward, where I could not miss. It was a lot of fun. And then, you know, I missed a game-winning shot against Holtville. We lost, like, you know. But I stopped because I had differences with the varsity coach. And I think he's still around here locally. He's a good guy. But at the time, I'm like, I don't want to play for you. I won't go into the whole story.
I think I stopped trying to play in, like, eighth grade because I realized I sucked. Went to Capitol Heights. I was not going to make that team.
Right. I could have played varsity at Catholic, but I got a bad taste in my mouth about basketball with some of the coaching situations there.
I was a decent ball player, but in China, it was pretty much basketball and soccer, so I got killed in both just because the speed was
there. Yeah.
I had the height on all those guys, but those little Chinese dudes, they could... It was rough.
Right, and so I got away from it, but now that I'm, you know, living with the grandfather, watching more and more sports, he's like, hey, do you want to watch the Final Four, Women's Final Four? So I sit down, and I'm like, okay. And I've been hearing about it on PTI about Caitlin Clark. She's amazing. Well, yeah. And I watch this game, and I'm like, okay, when they came out in the third quarter and she's just draining them from ridiculous distances, I'm like, okay, there is something special going on here with this player. I think the most watched women's like basketball game ever.
Yep.
12 million viewers, which is more than some NFL game.
But I think last year that same game was also a record setter.
Right. And but we can't just let that be. Because then SportsCenter's like, a special sport, Hannah Storm here, special SportsCenter report on social media and its effects on these female stars.
Ah.
And it cuts to like, I've been objectified. Yep. I've been given
sexualized,
death threats. I'm like,
death threats, the whole
I'm like, welcome to the internet, sadly.
I think there
ladies.
Was a sports commentator that kind of put that same thing out there and got a lot of heat for that.
Mm-hmm.
But he was being honest. He said, just because you're a female, you play sports, you know, you live that life. You expect this kind of heat. Doesn't matter if you're male or female. It happened to him, too.
Oh, yeah, man.
But he got a lot of pushback.
Just don't read
for that.
The comments. Don't be
right.
a baby.
Right. But then, you know, all I said there, it really is a victory for female athletics, women's sports.
Yeah.
And that's all you got to say. 12 million views. Yeah. Caitlin Clark's a phenom. It's like the Tiger Woods of female basketball. People are going to watch probably women's basketball just to watch her in certain occasions. That's all you got to say. But enter Vice President Kamala Harris.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Listen to this crap.
Do you know, okay, a bit of a history lesson. Do you know that women were not, the women's teams were not allowed to have brackets until 2022?
Huh?
Think about that. And what, that talk about.
Wait, what did she just say? Hold on.
I kind of disagree with that. I've done some gambling.
Let's hear her out. Maybe she's going
to
correct.
Women were not, the women's teams were not allowed to have brackets until 2022? Think about that. And what that talk about progress, you know, better late than never, but progress and what that has done. Because, of course, when, you know, I had a bracket, it's not broken completely, but I won't talk about my bracket. But, you know, what? Just how we love March Madness. And even just now allowing the women to have brackets and what that does to encourage people to talk more about the women's teams, to watch them. Now they're being covered. You know, and this is the reality. People used to say, oh, women's sports, who's interested? Well, if you can't see it, you won't be.
Did she smoke a joint while listening to Biggie?
This is the same person who supports men getting in women's sports.
Of all the idiots in all the idiot planets and all the idiot universes, she is single-handedly the dumbest member of the female species that I've ever heard. Just everything that she says and everything that she does is doofus-like.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything that when she talks, it's how a doofus would talk. When she moves, it's how a doofus would move. She's so stupid, it makes my teeth hurt.
No, and I didn't realize that Veep with Julia Louis-Dreyfus was a documentary.
Yes, it was.
Because it's literally there are scenes in Veep where she's fumbling around just like that. And you're thinking, oh, it's a comedy. And I think it's a pretty good comedy. Pretty well crafted. And no, this is real life. How do you screw that up? It is a great moment for women's sports. And instead, you go stick your foot in your mouth. And
why, where did she get that information? Because that's just not true.
No, still,
I know less than nothing about women's basketball, and I know that that's not true.
Well, the fact that she's encouraging men to get in women's sports, I don't understand why anybody's listening to her anyway.
Yeah.
She has no right to speak on women's sports at all, because she's a big reason women's sports are getting, well, getting male participants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're just encouraging it.
So. Can you imagine saying, did you know, and then saying something that's just completely wrong? It's like she had thought she was about to be a mic drop. Like, did you know?
Well, I've been doing talk radio for about over a decade. I've done that a few times.
I would love to see her on one of those Jay Leno questionnaires where they go around and ask him, like, how many states are there?
You know, honestly, I get confused about that because of, like, the Puerto Ricos and the...
Now, how many states are dependent on us?
All of them.
Right. Thank you.
The world. Hey, we got to hit this quick break. Hopefully, I have Michael Cohen on the other side. But first, this part of the program brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. And they're at Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams and her team are ready to help you out, including the lovely and talented Madeline Cannon, with buying a home.
Yep.
Could be your first time home buyer and you want local folks you can trust. Could be you've bought homes before, but again, you want local folks you can trust. You don't want to deal with a big national company or a big bank. You want to deal with folks that will actually get to know you, your goals in owning a home. And that's exactly what they do there at Alabama Home Mortgage. They'll walk with you every step of the way from pre-approval all the way to closing day. And maybe you're not looking to buy. Maybe you're looking to refi. Right. And they have great refinance options for you there at Alabama Home Mortgage. Especially if you're sitting under mountains of credit card debt.
Yeah, man.
Or any sort of debt. It's really a problem for you. Say, could be you still have student loan issues.
Could be.
They have actually a special refinance offer for those with outstanding student loans. And don't forget, if you're a veteran, they are the best game in town when it comes to helping veterans. They know the latest with the VA home loan programs. And this is the best deal you're going to get. I mean, you're talking about refinancing up to 100% of your home's value, mm-hmm. estimated value. You're talking about no money down when you're buying a home. Really great offers. These are benefits you earn through your service, veterans. Might as well take advantage of it through Alabama Home Mortgage. That's 567-4223, 567-4223. Or you can always apply online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Let Kim and Madeline prove that to you today.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number 577074, $4,995 due at signing. VIN number PA02014, $3,700 due at signing. 36 months, 10K mile lease, with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and equal housing lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. News and Views in the afternoon. Joining us now on the phone, we have Michael Cohen of Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. Hey, Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Joey. How are you?
Oh, I'm having a great Friday. I've got friends here in the studio.
Well, that's wonderful.
I don't think he believes you either.
I'm thinking friends like that, who needs enemies?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But hey, how's it going at Cohen's today?
Man, it's going great.
Mm.
It's going good. I guess we're just blessed that we have so many customers for so long that they call us up. They ask us a few questions, we make a recommendation, and then it's set up for delivery. And, that happened with TVs, it happens with laundry, it happens with refrigerators, and everything else that we carry. But it is so wonderful that they have the confidence in us and the trust that they allow us to help them over the phone, saves them a trip. And then we get it delivered and installed, and everybody's happy.
Yeah, and often with some of these products, like, unless you've got a big, like, you know, service truck, you literally can't fit some of this stuff in your car.
Well, that's right. And even if you could, you really don't want the hassle of getting your old product out and getting the new one in and connected. And then what do you do with the old product?
Right.
You can't just put a refrigerator on your curb. We will haul it off for you as well.
Well, and this is why they say they're Cohen's folks. We deliver confidence. And being a Cohen's customer myself, yeah, they're fantastic. You've got a great team there, whether on the showroom floor or as they're coming to deliver setting things up. Folks, you could always shop at thinkcohens.com, shop from home, but I really do encourage you to stop by the showroom there, 2515 Eastern Boulevard here in Montgomery. They're open 9 to 6, Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, on Saturdays. You excited about the Crimson Tide being in the Final Four, Michael?
I don't want to be too excited. I got too excited over the football, and I may have done them in. But, yeah, hopefully